Thought we could take a little trip. So this is just a little guided meditation. You feel free to close your eyes. It's going to be not a thought experiment, but a being experiment. So just settle in, be in the present. We're going to start at the present. Everything starts at the present. So we're going to take a trip, and we're going to take a trip with the center of our being, because the center of our being goes back to the beginning. So find that center, just settle in. And we're just going to go back to moments of grace that we've experienced. Just let this, it's a time machine of sorts. So as we go back in time, just have a sense of those moments of grace you've seen with your parents, your friends. Just let that pass by you. You don't have to stay with any of that, because we're going to keep going back. We're going back to the grace of our ancestors, from stories that we've been told, from our cultural songs. We're going back through the philosophies of the great thinkers, back, back, back before there were words written down. And we're going to keep going back. We're going to go back to that genetic material that was us, that was standing there with a small tribe of humans. Maybe there's a cave, maybe they live in a forest, but be in that group. Find yourself back there where you started. You can hear that wind whistling outside. There's a kind of moment where you've been struggling to survive. Maybe it's been generations struggling to survive. These tiny human beings, when they're born, they're so helpless. So in a way, that whole process of those beings is a holographic sense of your process of awakening. So they struggle, we struggle to survive and keep our babies alive. And a side effect of that is that the babies for years have to stay by the mother to stay alive, and they learn to love. They learn to connect. So let's say this is the day, the dawning of our day of awakening, and we walk out from the tribe. And now we stand and recognize that we are on the center point between heaven and earth. We recognize the patterns of the heaven. We don't know what they all are. They're a mystery. There's such power there. There's the dark, there's the light, there's the wind, there's the lightning, there's the rain, the snow. There's a certain amount of uncertainty, but there's also a flow of what is existing at that moment in the heaven and is coming. It's over the horizon. We know this. And we're standing on the earth. And there are patterns in the earth. Maybe we've discovered the seeds that grow. We've discovered the warmth of the earth in the spring, the cold of the earth in the winter. And we recognize that we exist, but we only exist in relation to the heaven and the earth. And that connection, there's a choice point here for us as we're waking up. We have the choice of continuing in that helplessness, the fear and helplessness that we might have kept with us, because we are these hairless, weak beings compared to the animals around us. We could hold on to that fear, or we can connect. And when we connect to that flow, this is primordial grace. So for that 1 second, as we stand on the earth with our body facing forward, with our mind and heart in the heaven, let's feel that flow of grace that is the offering of life. Now, we have all this to be grateful for. That very seed that was our proto-self, all of our ancestors, the daring ones, they're the only ones that survived. All that courage leads right to here, right to the present moment, right to your being. Welcome.